Greetings, saints of God. This love that runs deep gets even more intriguing and interesting. In the last segment, we talk about the way in which Christ dealt with different cases. A case in point was a woman at Sychar, according to St. John 4, verses 3 to 29. How he handled the case delicately, carefully, measured, with complete discipline. He was not disturbed by the response of the woman, but he listened carefully to her heart. And Christ, as a discerner, knew that she needed something more than she was giving and offering. And he gave her water, which was not from the well, the agape love of God. Her longing need was met, because she met the love that no other can give but our Father, the love of God, the agape love, the love that is one that loves in spite of. It doesn't depend on acts of kindness exhibited by others. It acts on its own accord. It demonstrates that love in spite of. It is not dependent or contingent on how others treat. It treats without asking. It gives without asking for anything in return. And that's the love we're talking about this morning. Second case in point is an accused woman caught in adultery, according to St. John 8, verse 1 to 11. The men of the city brought her and then expressed to Christ that she was caught in the very act and wanted to know what he would do, because they knew what the law of Moses instructed them to do, and that was to stone her to death. But there was one thing that was missing, and they began to challenge Christ to give a response to the situation. Perhaps the Christ stooped down and wrote on the ground while all of this was happening, as if to say he ignored what they were saying. He was measured in his words. He kept his composure even under the heaviest of pressure. He chose not to respond to them, and he could have, but he kept his cool in the heat of the oven of criticism and accusation. And that was important, because the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Jesus made one statement to those who were the accusers of this woman. Let him that have no sin cast the first stone. All of them were guilty. All of them were at their faults. And Christ made one statement in love. Let him that have no sin cast the first stone. None of them could have done it, because all of them were equally guilty. In fact, maybe the very man she slept with or was caught with could have been around with them. But they did not accuse the man, they accused the woman, which was unfair justice, unfair accusation. And Christ saw the injustice in these men. And instead of agreeing with what they did, Jesus responded with a love that was kind, a love that was caring, and a love that was forgiving. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Kind, caring, and forgiving is an agape love of God. Love is pure, love is kind. Love does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in good. So we saw clearly here that Christ demonstrated the love of God toward this woman. And he asked the question, "Woman, where are those thine accusers?" "Are you the only one here?" said, "Yes, Lord." Christ said, "Neither do I accuse you. Go thy way and sin no more." The love of God, the language that Christ used to this woman, was condemned. was one of forgiveness, one of care, and one of kindness. And so to us people in this world, we must allow God's love to run deep, so much so that we are able to respond in like manner as Christ has demonstrated for us. Because the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. We are expected to follow the example of Jesus in how we respond to various circumstances. People with fault, they already know their fault. They want remedy. It's not our place to try to rub it in their faces. It's our place to lead them to the point where they can be reconciled with God. And that is what is important. Language of reconciliation is a language of love. Reconciliation is a language of love. Being brought back into a relationship with Christ is the language of love. Does that, not the language of hurt and condemnation. And as God's people, it's important that we learn to reconcile with others. It's enough that we have become victims of hunger and hurt, and the enemy has been enjoying our continuation of anger and hurt. But our mission is to be reconciled. We'll continue on this topic in the next segment.